Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. After more than 20 years chronicling the lives of a fictional group of lesbians in her syndicated comic strip, Dykes to Watch Out For, Alison Bechdel turns her focus inwards, publishing the critically acclaimed graphic memoir Fun Home, a Family Tragic Comic. That was in 2006. In her new memoir, Are You My Mother?, a comic drama, Bechdel revisits her childhood, adolescence, and adulthood through the prism of her relationship with her mom, ultimately creating a work that is as much about the creative process as it is about her life. Alison Bechdel, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me.
So it's your first memoir. I mean, in your first memoir, you focused on your father, but your mother was very much a part of it as well. What made you want to create a book around her as a central figure in a separate publication?
Well, it didn't start out to be a book about her. I started writing another memoir after writing about my dad, and it was going to be more about relationships and about the sort of philosophical problem of the self and other people. But inevitably, that seems to have come down to the problem of myself and my mother. I think that's sort of the way all relationships get boiled down to, our interactions with our mothers.
Did you find writing about someone who is still alive, which your mother is and your father had passed away, to be more difficult?
It was exponentially more difficult. I thought writing the book about my father was hard, but when I look back, it was really a walk in the park compared to writing about someone who is basically looking over your shoulder. I was talking to my mother about this book as I wrote it, showing it to her at various stages, and that was really hard to write honestly, but also not alienate my mother so much that she would, you know, that I would rupture our relationship.
Yeah, and you present her in the book as being against you writing these memoirs and ask you, why can't you present your life in fictionalized terms like some writers do?
Yeah, one of the many strands of this book is I look at Virginia Woolf's writing, her autobiographical, semi-autobiographical novel, To the Lighthouse, and the way that she writes about her family, but in a fictional, through this veil of fiction. And I, for me, I'm just not interested in fiction. My mother, wishes I were a fiction writer. I think she also,
although you did your syndicated strip, Dykes to Watch Out for 20 years, that's fictional. Those are fictional characters, right?
That's true. I tend to forget that. Sometimes I felt like that was a news column, like I was just reporting on those people. But no, that I did write fiction for many years.
So as you move to memoir and nonfiction, we've all heard of incidents like James Frey's falsified memoirs and the recent fiasco surrounding Mike Daisy's less-than-truthful accounts of his visit to a Chinese Apple products factory. And their defenses, to the extent that we accept them at all, is that they're writing an essential truth, even if they change some of the details, not actually a good defense when they're trying to pass something off as nonfiction. But for you, because these things have come up, have you experienced a degree of risk in writing a memoir and having done fiction in the past, you know, trying to find a line or discipline yourself to stay within the line between memoir and fictionalized account?
Well, I find that such a fascinating process. I use a lot of archival material in my memoir. I have letters that my father wrote my mother. I have my own diaries that I've kept since I was 10. If you can consider my diaries reliable narration. I think they were reliable when I was a small child, and they got a little less so as I aged. I have newspaper articles. I did a lot of newspaper research on my mother. She was an actress in Summerstock Theater, so I would find all these, you know, factual nodes to kind of bolster up my story. And I'm always examining my own methodology. Like, am I remembering this correctly? Is this accurate? And I think any memoirist has to do that, has to make that even a part of their story.
How much time do you spend doing that? And what's it like for you to revisit old diaries or other records of your childhood in pursuit of putting together a memoir?
I spent a lot of time doing that, and it was nauseating. Like, I would just spend months on end, you know, steeping myself in my minute detailed notes about what I was doing when I was 25 or 17. I mean, that's maybe just my personal neurosis, but I tried to use that intimate, vivid material from my own life for a good purpose, like to use it as kind of a laboratory to explore relationships and these psychoanalytic issues of how we become selves, how we think of ourselves as a self.
Yes. Can you talk more, though, about why you found it nauseating to read your childhood work?
Well, the childhood work, not so, that was fine. It was more the early 20s stuff that got nauseating. Just, I don't know. I mean, I am a pretty self-absorbed person and don't mind, you know, I left to my own devices, I would reread my old journals, but having to do it and doing it with a lot of, you know, trying to figure it out was just, I don't know, it was just, I found that I was having to relive a lot of old emotions, like old periods of shame or depression or anxiety. I kind of had to go through all of those feelings again as I wrote this book, and that was sometimes nauseating, sometimes just depressing.
Yeah. We're doing a series on the show with Meg Jay, who just wrote a book about people in their 20s. Since you referenced that specifically, do you think you've got any insight into what it's like to be in your 20s that people in their 20s don't realize by going back to those journals?
Huh, that's a good question. I'm kind of amazed by the energy I had in my 20s and the curiosity. I feel like I was taking notes on everything, and I just was sort of like a sponge for ideas, but it was all stuff that I couldn't really make use of at the time, stuff that I was taking in, storing away somewhere, and only now with more perspective am I able to really tap into those ideas I was having when I was younger.
My guest on WNYC is the graphic memoirist Alison Bechtel. Maybe you know her critically acclaimed Fun Home, a Family Tragicomic from 2006. And her new one is Are You My Mother?, a comic drama. And in recent years, highly acclaimed authors like Art Spiegelman and Marjane Satrapi and Harvey Pekar have helped the graphic memoir come into its own as a respected genre, your work too. But what about this format sets it apart from straight prose? Why do it as a comic book? And why does it work so well for you for documenting your life?
Yeah, that's the question. Like, why am I writing this as a comic book? I feel like, and this goes back to the discussion about our early 20s, I found a letter I wrote to a friend in my early 20s where I was complaining about how constricted I felt by writing. As I was writing this letter, I felt like at any point I wanted to say five different things, but I couldn't because I could only write the next sentence. I look at this now as sort of my graphic narrative manifesto. I didn't think of it at the time as being about comics, but as I became a cartoonist, I realized that this was a medium that enabled me to say multiple things at once. I can say two or three or sometimes even four things at the same time. I can layer the past over the present. It's a really flexible and powerful medium. Like often I'll have a scene unfolding in the images, maybe a childhood interaction with my mother, but my narration can be about a psychoanalytic theory. It can be about Virginia Woolf's memoir writing, and juxtaposing those things creates a whole new kind of atmosphere. It sort of, thing happens.
I'm curious, now that you've written memoirs that revolve around your mother and your father, did you read President Obama's memoir, Dreams from My Father?
No, I didn't, actually.
It always struck me as kind of strange that since his father was absent from his life and his mother was the one who raised him enough preparation for life that he became president of the United States, that he hooked his memoir on his father. But I guess you'd have no comment on that, not having read it.
Well, I can offer my own psychoanalytic insight. An absent parent is perhaps just a more powerful figure than the one who's been there all along.
You have a notorious labor-intensive procedure, I understand, for creating your illustrations. Take just like 30 seconds, because we're running out of time, and tell our listeners how you work.
Well, it's actually not that unusual for a cartoonist. I mean, cartooning itself is a very labor-intensive practice. There's lots of layers of sketching and visual research. I also, maybe this is what you're talking about, I pose for all the characters that I draw with my digital camera. I'll like set scenes up, sometimes put costumes on, and I originally started doing this as just a drawing aid. You know, it's easier to draw when I've got something to look at, when I've got someone in the pose that I want to draw. But what I've found is that this enacting of my characters, whether it's myself or my mother or my therapist, it's a funny way of getting inside of them, of inhabiting that other person's point of view, even for a second, that I think is helpful and helps my drawings to be more empathic, perhaps.
By the way, we noticed that in Fun Home, your illustrations are primarily monochromatic, but with blue as an accent color. In Are You My Mother, red is the accent color. Was there any significance to that?
Well, not really. There just aren't a lot of options if you're doing two-color printing with black and an additional color. The greenish-gray of Fun Home it just felt appropriate for my father somehow. It was a sort of sad color. My father loved plants. But once you use green, I wanted I wanted this new book to have a different look, so we had to pick a different mm-hmm. color.
And I'm sorry to say that we have to leave it there because we're completely out of time.
Okay.
Are You My Mother, A Comic Drama, is the new graphic memoir from Alison Bechtel about her life with forays into Winnicott and Virginia Woolf and all kinds of things. Thank you so much for coming on with us.
Thank you, Brian.